I could summarize the question is basically where do the Haredi leaders, if we can call them that, the giants of Torah that are often described as being in the Haredi world, I would not use such terms, but I'm going to use your terms, where do they stand with regard to issues such as the expulsion, or the other examples you gave, halachic issues in the army,
which is part of the vocation.
So each question needs to be dealt with specifically. I think that your assumption that they haven't said anything with regard to these issues is fallacious. I think if you look in, take Rav Harari's book on electricity and the questions of electricity in the army, Rav Moshe Harari, Merkaz Harav, wrote a book, but his book quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Sternbuch. You quote the Gadol, it's in there. And see how much they addressed. Take Rav Zecharia ben Shlomo's work on Tzeva V'Halacha and see how much Rav Shlomo Zalman and others addressed these issues. Open up the Igros Moshe and see his tshuva about weapons and whether they're Muktzan Shabbos and Yishuvim. I don't think it's true. I think that it depends what the question is. I'm saying there were questions that were addressed, and there are other questions which were addressed a long time ago, and there are other questions which presuppose other questions, meaning sometimes you start a question from point D, and you really have to ask about point A and B and C. You talk about the expulsion, you first have to define what is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what is Medina, what is Tzava, what is Pikuach Nefesh. You have many terms that need definition, and you have to understand what they hold on those points before you start saying, well, what did they hold about the expulsion? You have to first ask them about everything else. And you'll find, you know that Rav Vadia Yosef said, but you should also know that Rav Eliashiv also gave rulings with regard to the expulsion. Yeah. He told Agoda what they're allowed to vote and what they're not allowed to vote. At the time, there was a question of what to do with regard to the expulsion. So I don't think it's accurate to describe it that way. And also with regard to the army and with regard to other issues. You're right that there are certain areas where they don't get involved, political areas or areas that again presuppose four other answers. So there you have to know what they hold on the questions that really preempt that question. I could tell you, just to finish the point, that guys very often come and ask questions. When the yeshiva went to visit Sderot and there were missiles falling, so one guy was learning in Machon Meir, but he felt like his questions have to go to Haredi rabbis, so he came to me and asked me to pose the question to a Haredi rabbi, should he go to Sderot? So whenever there's a question like Pikuach Nefesh, so ordinarily I say Rabbi Gunz, the Rosh Yeshiva is here, he decides, pose your halacha questions to him. But he was in his own world, this guy, and after being here a number of years and learning, he felt he wanted an answer from there. And he was very upset because it's Pikuach Nefesh and he wanted to know. So we brought the question and we got an answer. And the same holds true with guys who were contemplating going to the army and where to serve and whether they should go to Miluim. And all these questions were posed. And this wasn't only in the time 5 years ago when Rav Halberstam Zatzal was alive. I'm talking to you about a story 2 weeks ago where I went with a guy. He had a question whether he should go serve in Miluim or whether he should stay in yeshiva and learn. A guy that left here and went to Haredi yeshiva, and I stayed in touch with me. And he wanted also to pose the question with to Haredi Posek. And they asked him all the questions, what he does in the army, and the Pikuach Nefesh, and what he'll do, and what'll be if he doesn't go, and then they told him to go. In that case, it just so happens, they told him to go do his Miluim. They addressed the questions. It's inaccurate what you're saying that they don't address it. It's just not true. I mean, maybe from your perspective you don't see that they're addressing it, but behind the scenes they're addressing. And Rav Moshe Halberstam had soldiers head of the Badats, right? That's you can't get more on the other side than that. Unless you go to the Turi Karta, if you consider them within whatever. Let's not discuss it. Other than that, I mean, that's the Badatz Eda Haredis. They're the ones that put out signs that say it's forbidden to vote. And he had soldiers by him daily asking him Shilas. And he's not the only one. So I don't think it's accurate, that description.
Even though Lechatfila didn't see the problem.
They address the question that's being asked them. They'll address the questions as best as they can. Meaning the guy didn't come and say, should I have done army 5 years ago when I was still in Machon Meir? The guy came and said, I did army, and now I have Miluim, and I'm learning in yeshiva, and should I go to the Miluim or stay in yeshiva if I can find a way to get out of it? And he wanted the question posed before Haredi Poskin, and they listened to the question, and they went through with him what exactly he does in the army, and why he thinks it's not necessary, and why he thinks it's not pikuach nefesh for him to go. And in his case, they came to the conclusion that no, he's wrong, he has to go and do his miluim, he shouldn't think he should get out of it. I'm just saying, for example, and that was a Haredi Rav, you're talking about someone from, I don't even want to say, but you're talking about from Bnei Brak, you're talking about from the big Batei Din, the Haredi Batei Din. It's not accurate, it's not true. It might be the perception, but it's an incorrect perception.
Publicly, certain statements, certain such issues, I've not been aware they've been said by most of it.
So that's a different question.
Okay, so perhaps there is also political considerations there. How
that's a different question.
Their communities, if they take a public stand on something.
Why do they not?
That's a different question. Just the same.